Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Well, welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Chuck Caton, former voice of the Carolina Hurricanes and NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster. We also have best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda in the studio with us, getting some good financial conversation on. I have a clip here that I'd like to get in front of you guys. This is kind of interesting. It's from Dan Doonan. He is the director of the Institute of Retirement Securities, talking about what we were just talking about, 401ks contributing to them. Here we go.
We have about a half of workers participating in a workplace retirement plan. And this has been a stubbornly low participation rate for a long time. So if you think about the median household and you have about a half of workers not participating in a plan at work, we always see pretty low medians when we look at retirement data like this. When you look at averages, this gets considerably better. But of course, we know that a lot of the wealth is concentrated at the top.
So this is an interesting stat that only half of people who have access to a 401k are contributing to it. And do you find this the same, Coach, when you're meeting with people and you're, because you keep your ear to the ground. I think back in the day, I used to live in a house or a piece of property that backed up to train tracks many acres back, but you could hear that train coming a long way away. Is this something that's just kind of normal that's been the case for a long time where people aren't taking advantage of things they should?
You didn't go put your ear on the train track, did you?
Well, you could hear it a long way off. You could put a little quarter on there when you'd go flatten them and you could see it start to shake as it approached. It was a cool
experience. A rich guy. We used to put pennies on our train track.
Yes. Oh, rich guy.
Thomas
rich
put
guy.
Quarters over there. Rich guy with the quarters.
Mr. Moneybags over here.
But a penny back then was a big sacrifice because we could actually get one piece of candy or two for that penny.
Wow.
We get two squirrel nut zippers for a penny back in the day.
Okay.
Remember a squirrel nut zipper?
No, actually, I don't.
It was a caramel nut thing, piece of candy. It would rip your fillings out. I mean, the dentist, it was probably invented by the dental industry to keep them in business.
I would guess that's true.
My dad used to yell at me when he see me with some of those.
I know that as a rockabilly band, similar to the Brian Setzer Orchestra, if you know them, the Squirrel Nut Zippers, I think, is a band.
Oh, there's a band. There is a band.
Yeah.
What about Now and Waiters? Now or Waiters?
No, I've never, this must be a Southern thing or something.
Taffy, but what about taffy? You've heard of taffy.
Yes,
salt white taffy.
Yes, salt
white taffy. We finally established a candy with a Chuck Nose.
Yes, exactly.
Well, taffy is kind of sticky, right, when you're chewing on it? What about a bit of honey? Remember
those guys? Yes, I remember.
The squirrel nut zipper was like 10 times more gripping than that.
Wow.
They don't really make them anymore. Actually, it was hard to get the wrapper off of them because they were sticky. The wrapper, it was so sticky.
Really?
It was a little plastic kind of wrapper, wax kind of plastic.
That's crazy.
Sounds good.
Anyway, so Thomas, the train track.
Train track.
You hear the train coming.
Yeah. So tell me about that. So you have half the people out there who are contributing to their 401k or their retirement. Is this something that you find normal that most people aren't even taking?
Yeah. Well, people treat it as a bill. I'm not like I used to deal with teachers exclusively, and I used to administer the 403b program for the teachers.
Right.
It's a federal savings program, sort of like the 401k.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I'd hear over and over again is, I can't afford to save. I don't want to put money away. It's a bill. They treat it as a bill.
Yeah.
And so what it is a bill. It's a bill from your future self saying, please put some money away so I can have retirement because we don't have pension accounts.
It's your own money.
So you need to put now, especially. Now, maybe they're not contributing to the 401k because they've got their own IRA already because individual retirement accounts, same kind of advantages.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
Same advantages of 401k, except for if your employer was offering a match.
Right.
If they're offering a match and you're not putting money in, you're stealing money from yourself. Yes, you're stealing money from yourself, because if someone's going to give you a dollar every time you put a dollar in, why aren't you putting as many dollars as you can in?
There you go.
That's free money.
There you go.
It already gives you a return of 100%. What do you think of the dollar per dollar? Some are 50 cents for every dollar you put in. Some are dime. Whatever it is, any kind of match is free money.
It's free money.
So you should take advantage of that. But the more you can put away, the sooner you can put it away, the more money you're going to have in the future.
Well, let me ask you this, because a lot of times that 401k conversation can be really the one for the 20-year-old, the 30-year-old, the 40-year-old who's getting started in their career. Chuck, we were having a hallway conversation a couple of days ago where you were saying, I wish I knew some of these things that we were talking about on air in my 40s, 50s, and early 60s. Not necessarily even retiring time, but that 10, 15 years before. I think you were specifically referring to tax savings.
Yeah, absolutely, because I doing Roth conversions and all of these things that could save you tax-wise, I mean, that's certainly a different argument. But
yeah.
I just wish, because I had a 401k, a very nice 401k plan, and we did maximize it, and we did get matching with the hockey clubs that I worked with. So we were smart enough to do that, but I wish I would have known things like protecting that money and having lifetime income in retirement a little bit sooner than I did, and I think it would have been much more advantageous, I think.
We're not educated on that because Wall Street's motivated by keeping you in Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it is, and there's no safe or guarantee in Wall Street. There's no income. Guaranteed income.
No.
Wall Street.
That's true.
And so it's baffling to me how brokers or investment advisors who only do investment advice that don't give any safe money advice call themselves fiduciaries.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
A fiduciary covers the whole financial world, 360 degrees, risk, safety, legal, taxation, all those kind of things. A fiduciary needs to be educating you on that. Now, I'm not a CPA and I'm not a estate planning attorney, but we work with them. We have them. We have favorite ones we work with that we trust. And so because financial planning, investment planning, safe planning, retirement planning, that's an 80-hour week job.
Oh, yeah.
How can we also do tax planning and estate planning?
Yeah.
And then I'm really baffled when I see people come in and they say, yeah, I paid $10,000 to my planner for this plan, and I have to pay my advisor $10,000 every year to keep the plan.
Every year.
So how is that? Mm. And that advisor claims he's a fiduciary. How are you a fiduciary when you're jacking fees from people like that?
Yeah.
I like no fees. You can still get great planning with no fees, believe it or not. Just because you're paying a fee, now we are licensed to charge a fee, and if it makes you feel better, I can charge you a fee too if it makes you even want a better plan. But it's going to be the same plan that I don't have a fee attached to it. So I really think that everyone listening needs to disaster-proof their portfolio tomorrow.
Yeah.
Disaster-proof it, folks. You have no idea what could happen in the future if some of the things that I hear about coming down happen. Inflation. We haven't even seen the beginning of it. If what I think might be happening could happen. I'm not trying to worry you, but I mean, we're going to have an analyst on here. Next segment, talking about fuel prices.
Yep.
And it's not pretty. We keep hearing about the politicians saying we've got it under control. They have nothing under control. We have not had a negative inflation number. I don't think we've ever had one in the last 3 years, have we?
We haven't had negative.
In order for the prices to go down, we need to start having negative inflation numbers. Anytime they issue an inflation number that's positive, that means more money every time you go shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so don't be fooled by the media doesn't seem to be helping. They're more of a cheerleader for one political party than really helping us as citizens. So disaster-proof your portfolio. Make sure that you have that lifetime income plan built in. Make sure that we have what I call the Triple S Action Plan, and the Triple S Action Plan is strategy, solution, and stability. Your money needs stability. It can't be going up and down all around. It needs to be going up and locking in. We need that growth, protection, income plan. Your money needs to grow, but once it grows, it needs to protect that growth. You don't need to give that growth back. Chuck, you've invested in the market over the years. It's fun to have that gain, isn't it?
It was fun to have that gain.
What's no fun?
Losing.
And what happens, what seems to happen right after the game?
Well, yeah. We were on the way to win against Stanley Cup in 87, and then October happened. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens. So gimmicks, games, and guarantees in the financial world. Gimmicks, games, and guarantees. There's only one of those words that I like.
I like guarantees.
Guarantees.
Yeah. Gimmicks?
Oh, yes.
How many gimmicks are there? There's a gimmick every day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on Facebook or social media, I get marketed to all the time with these things, and they sound too good to be true. And I'm sure people fall for some of the stuff on there. The really nice ads, glossy looking ads, like full color, full definition, and they even have some testimonials on there from phony people.
Phony
sometimes,
people,
it seems
exactly.
Like.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful about where your money is, why it's there, how you're going to get it out, and how long you can continue to get that money out. We need to have lifetime income planning in our retirement plans. So if you have what you think's a retirement plan and like your 401k, get your 401k statement out and look at that part over there, probably on page 2 or 3, where it says lifetime guaranteed income.
Doesn't say it, does it?
You'll never find it. So we need to, you've done a great job building the 401k. Now let's transfer that money tax-free into your own individual IRA account. Individual IRA stands for individual retirement account. Tax-free transfer from your 401k or another IRA if you don't have lifetime income. But we have lifetime income accounts built into our individual IRAs. That puts you in control of your money. It gives you what I call the 3 C's. Now, Dean Smith used to hold up 4 fingers, Chuck. What'd that mean? 4 corners.
4-corner offense.
Well, we're doing the 3 C's, which is confidence, control, and clarity. If you have clarity and control, you have confidence. If you have confidence, you have lifetime income. It makes a whole lot of sense. We do this every single day for folks just like you listening. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you who are over $1 million safe for retirement. But as long as you have a couple $100,000 dedicated to retirement, let's make sure you're doing the right thing now. Let's build from this. Let's build it better than it is for you and your family. Let's give you that lifetime income that you deserve. We call it Coach Pete's Power Plan. It's a 22-step total retirement plan. We've seen others charge over $1,000 for similar plans such as this. We've even seen planners charge $10,000 and not give you a plan like this.
Oh.
But we're going to give you this plan at no cost or obligation. You're also going to get 2 of the books that I've written at no cost or obligation when you come in. And you'll get Coach Pete's Magic Beans. I've got a new coffee out. It's a Kona blend. You'll get a pack of that when you come in as well. Folks, retirement is no game. We need to win this game. But we don't need to be playing games with our money. So let's make sure we understand everything. Let's at least do a free strategy consultation with you. But call right now to get that total plan if you're interested.
All right, folks, that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.